Welcome to the show. Let's get into the saved videos. I want to start off, if we can, with that Matt Moses, if you would. So this is pretty cool because if I... Ooh, my bad. Go ahead and throw that up. I want to show these people how awesome this is. So this is the trip that was won by... what's his name? Austin? It was Austin Buck.
Yeah.
His actual name is Austin Podradsky, I believe. And so anyway, this is a one-wheel trip into the mountains of Asheville, Virginia, and into North Carolina. They have a date, Belly. It's September 21st through 23rd that Austin has chosen. Now, he won this trip on the One Wheel of Treasure
Show. The weekend before Float Life
Fest? Right before Float Life Fest. So if you want to go out there and just spend an S ton of time, you can join the trip and get in on this. All right? It's a guided one-wheel two-day package along the North Carolina and Tennessee border, in the mountains. All right, so it's a little bit away from Asheville, but it's not too far. And then the rides on back roads, dirt roads, double and single track, van supported. It's September 21st through the 23rd is when they'll have the winner of the One Wheel of Treasure, Austin Podradsky, joining us from Denver. So if you want to join him and go along on that trip or pick your own dates, Matt Moses is the guy to talk to, USA Raft Adventure Resort. This is a really cool thing that's going on, Belly.
Yeah, I mean, how could you not want to do something like that, especially with, that really brings in the fact that you can add one wheels into tourism now and really get them into, like, this kind of adventure. I mean, you can't miss on something like this.
Now, did you see that there was a guy in, I think it's our area. I sound stupid now because I'm going off the top of my head with just what you brought up. There's a guy now who is, I believe, in the DMV area just renting one wheels to people.
Yeah, I saw that.
I think there's a market for that now.
There's got to be a market, especially in big cities. I mean,
I don't want to talk about it too much because I don't want to get him in trouble. So I'm not saying any names.
Not dropping any names. You're not letting.
I don't know how the company would feel about that.
Future Motion, for sure. I mean, it's. And then not only that, I'm very curious about his own liability in that, where I'm sure he makes riders sign waivers of.
Yeah, I mean, people go skydiving. He can let them rent one wheels.
Exactly.
There's got to be something in place for that.
Exactly.
But.
There's got to be some written stuff up somewhere.
That makes sense. So, man, this TV. We've got a TV mounted on the wall now. It doesn't matter to anybody, but we're just going to be referencing it all show because of how amazing we feel
we
now.
We can see both TVs. That's crazy.
So hit up Matt Moses if you want to rock out and do a little bit of one-wheel guided touring. But do you want to do this? I don't want to get in trouble. Let me start this off by FBI. This following segment is a joke. This is a joke. This is all fictional. But Ben Mears, I mean, it's too good.
You have
show
to,
the people. Go full.
Now you have to, I'm trying to figure out how to go
full screen. Yeah. Oh, okay, I got you.
The comment stuff.
I'm sorry.
Up there.
So if you can, we'll show the video to the people, but it's just so funny. He put together, if you're listening on the podcast, a trail map, basically a map of attack for Area 51. As that, you know, whole thing was going on. Have you seen this, Belly? Is this first you're seeing this?
My favorite. Well, I don't know. I mean, this thing is one. I have not seen this yet. I got to say, right off the bat.
Well, don't tell them yet. Just formulate what you want to say. Because for those of you who don't know what's going on and you're listening maybe on the podcast, it's fantastic. Ben Mears is the guy that put this together. He's got a map of Area 51 overhead. And he's got all of these, like, routes that thing people are going to take. So I will just say that the helmet complainers have an arrow off the map. That's where I'll start. Very good. Where do we start? What is your favorite part of this
My
favorite map
right
of attack?
On the left. I see two very famous names in the one-wheel community, and it's the Bart Miller and Sly Dog side.
They're coming in from the mountains.
Like they're the mercenaries. They're the solo mercenaries. They're the Rambos of this event, obviously.
Sly Dog at 25 miles an hour and Bart Miller armed with Bud Light. I mean, there's just really good. I told them you can add TTR Studios to the radio communication. We're good. We got you guys covered.
I love the Badger amphibious units. So
Absolutely. Obviously
that's your water unit.
General McCosker with the Float Life Battalion.
Yep, we've got the Flight Fins Airborne Division.
There's even a recharging zone in the middle for the Pint Riders and the Plus Riders where the XR Riders will just continue to charge. I mean, charge forward. That's fantastic. Very nicely done, Ben Mears. This one goes to you, sir. Oh, no, he gets better than that. So, very nice. What else you got in the save videos? Taylor Farley joins us in 4 minutes. I'd like to do that. Congratulations to Jaden Yang, if you would. Throw that up. And I want to say, because these are exciting moments for people. 1,000 miles. Look at that. Jaden Yang. Congratulations. Social Media Lounge. Congratulate him, please. Jaden, that's a him, right? Is that a her? Jaden.
Jaden's.
That's a him.
That's a him.
I think. Okay. Sorry, Jaden. But yeah, congrats. Hopefully, dude. 1,000 miles. That's exciting.
1,000 miles is big. Where are you at on the...
I don't know. I don't look. I don't want to know, and I haven't looked. I won't know. I won't look.
You'll never know.
I won't look.
In your mind, though, how far have you gone?
It's a couple thousand miles. Once I got my XR, I haven't turned on my app.
You could have said 1,000,000 right there. It was your chance. You could have gone like...
Come catch me, bro.
Yeah.
No, I haven't turned on my app since I got an XR. There's no need.
No need? Yeah.
And there's no need. I can read my battery charge just from the power port. Mm-hmm. And I remember that is a thing. And I'm sure that there's somebody out there that doesn't realize that. Because I thought that was kind of common knowledge when I noticed it. But some people, when I put it on YouTube, were like, wait, oh, I never knew that. Your power port blinks blue with the percentage of battery that you have left. So if the cycle is like blue, off blue, then that means you have like 95% battery. But if it's like blue off, then it's like you barely have any blue left. You barely have any battery left, right? So I don't really, with my XR, I'm not usually riding 15 miles. So I don't even think about it. I'll turn it on before I get out there, and I'm like, a lot of blue. Okay, good. Tons of blue. I'm good.
Well, from the Social Media Lounge, I've got...
Good morning, everyone.
Yes, good morning to all of them. I've got Kai Miller saying he'll dress the Area 51 attack crew in the Obsessions abduction uniform.
Very good.
So we've got uniforms now, too. So
that way, when we break in, we'll be accepted. They'll know that we're one of their kind.
Exactly.
Very nice. Yep. Well, Kai Miller, well done. Remember, FBI, we're joking.
Luch, what mode are you riding in? Question mark.
What mode? Mission all day, baby.
Only mission.
I used to be a Delir ball, but
only a missionary guy.
That's not true. But on a one wheel, sure. Yeah. So yeah, absolutely. Mission all day. I used to ride Delirium, but nah, not really feeling it. I set my custom shapings to be basically mission, which is 00. But I actually have my nose riding like a 1 degree up.
Oh, okay.
I like it. It gives me a little bit more clearance. Kind of feels a little bit more like I'm floating. I really liked it.
Yeah.
Mission all day, all zeros, baby.
So, Luch, I want to let you therapy with the people. You've been having some withdrawals.
Uh-huh. Oh, we'll do that later. Yeah, we are playing a game for you guys. Very nicely done, producer from the corner. Very nicely done.
I didn't even know we were talking.
You're getting
about that.
So much better than at this. Like,
I didn't even
say,
know we were going to talk about that today.
You're getting so much better at this. I'm so proud of you. Like, you guys realize he's never done radio going into this, and then like, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm trying to.
I'd say I have a face for radio, but
God,
we all know,
dude,
it's not true.
It's
That's
true.
Why we're on TV.
You're good at this.
Touchdown! I don't even have it up.
Oh man, why'd I plug you in? I was just in the middle of blowing you over here. Get that out of here!
That's why I don't have it plugged in.
All right,
you know?
All of your credit is lost. Go eat a donut.
Ooh, whammy. I love donuts.
You really are getting better at this, though, steering
Thank
the show,
you.
Which
Thank
is what the producer... I don't know if you guys realize that the producer is the one that steers the show. The host is literally their bitch. And that's what I'm trying to get you to treat me as, is like, throw me around, make sure that I'm staying on track. Like, you're driving the train. And that's true. We wanted to get into what, as I'm now, I'm in withdrawals.
You're in your withdrawals, man.
I haven't had my one wheel for a week because if you're going to Race for the Rails, you had to ship it. They offer a package where you can have them for, I think it was like $75 or $80. They'll send you a label. They'll take care of the shipping. They'll have it there waiting for you, and they'll send it back to wherever you want. And I was like, yeah, done. I want that. I think they called it the lift ticket or something.
That's a good way to call it.
It was awesome because, I mean, I'm like, I don't want to think
about it. But there's one huge drawback to this.
I don't have my one wheel all week.
Yeah.
I had to give it up last Wednesday. That's almost been a week
now.
And
you still got what? How many days till you get back to your...
A whole nother week, bro.
Until you're reunited and you feel so good?
It is a challenge. So we're going to talk about something that I had with that. I have something for that. It was a little bit of an epiphany. Now, can we play a video from the one wheel group while getting Taylor up here? Because here's the thing. You're the producer. People don't like when I just go to the ad screen and I drop, random tunes on them.
The only trick
but
to this is...
But explain to
I
them
to
the
know
problem.
What video we're going to get.
I don't care. Whatever you want. But if that's...
What?
But
what?
I need to go to a 2-minute break, and I don't want to leave them with just tunes. I want to show them a video, but do you have the ability to show that video while pulling up Taylor? Because that's the reason I need to go to the break. But yeah. I want people to know that it's there's a little bit of, you know, finagling for Belly to do that.
Yeah.
It's way easier for me to just go to a tune. So how about this? I'll get Taylor on. Okay, or you get Taylor on. I will go ahead and just chat with the people for about 30 seconds and let you guys know about something really cool that's coming up we want to talk to you about on the show. And that is group competition rides. Oh, I'm sorry. Can you just hit transition? Thank you, sir. Yeah, so what I'm talking about here is Troy Hendrick, a.k.a. Once Year, a.k.a. Hendrick and Henry Law, has come up with an idea for Float Life Fest 3, 4, whatever we're at now. Jesus.
Oh, man, I thought we were saving this.
I'm going to tell you right now, it's one of the coolest ideas, and I'm hoping to sponsor it. There will be a competition, and it's coming in strong. Now, is she with us? Is she on the line?
Yeah, she's on the line. She just doesn't have her video thing up.
All right, Taylor, hit your video button. Let's see if we can do that. I see it coming.
And it says...
And I believe we've got T. Farley. Taylor, what's happening, girl? Are you with us?
I am.
There she is. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Hit your video button. We want to see you.
I'm trying. It says it's on.
It is not on.
Never used Skype before, probably.
Okay.
Shut up. I was on here last time.
Wow, Belly is just bringing it strong. So, all right, that's okay. Taylor took a snapshot.
Took a snapshot. Boom.
That's not...
You can snapshot it.
That's okay. I guess we'll figure that out.
How are you doing today?
Yeah, play with the video thing for a second. I'm going to continue to talk about what I was. Just play with the video and Belly, see if you can get... There it is.
Boom.
There it is. Oh. T-Money, hello. Foxy T. Hello there. How are you?
Good.
We're glad to have you. Are you where are you right now?
At my house.
That's...
My backyard.
Dude, I'm so jealous of Cali living. Like, I got to do it a little bit, but it just looks like they're what, Belly?
I'm just jumping around. You're on. We've got the cameras rolling, so I'm switching scenes.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That was very clunky. I apologize. Taylor, welcome to the show. Hold on. Well, come on down. All right. So hang out with us for a little bit. You've been setting the Instagram on fire lately.
Oh, thank you.
No, it's been cool. You hula hoop, and you're really good at it. And weirdly enough, I have a friend who hula hoops, and she like is the only person I know who hula hoops, and I thought she was good at it, and you kind of blow her out of the water. So I'm very impressed.
No, don't say that. Everybody is good.
Guys, at some point in this segment, Belly, can you pull up a Taylor Farley hula hoop video?
Yeah, I think I
can
figure it out.
All right, can you do that? I'll take care of this. Thank you, sir. So why does a one wheel and a hula hoop go together?
Because they're both dope.
Well, you've been riding for how long now?
I want to say I think it's been about 2 years.
Okay. And you introduced yourself to the world with your, just stumbling across us on the one wheel of challenge. Is that correct? Or the one wheel of treasure? Is that correct?
That is how I met you guys.
She came on. If anybody remembers, it was at the point where I was pretty hammered.
That was the first show?
Yes,
that was the first show she's ever watched of us.
I don't know. Had you seen a show before that, or were you just trying to win some free stuff?
No, I definitely had.
All right.
Very good. Which is fine. I'm all for it. That's the point of giving away free things. That's why radio stations do it. But I don't know if you guys realize, because Taylor, you called me on this. Dude, you realize what this girl said to me, Bella? She said, you know, you guys easily could just say you're giving away a pint and then just not.
Yeah, we could have done that. But what kind of people would we be?
We couldn't do Taylor. You said that to me, right?
I did. I totally did. Yeah, It's the truth.
Floaty McBoatface won.
And then, of course, Flavio Furukawa wins. And no one knows who this person is. And that was my main fear, was that, like, exactly what she said. Was like, people aren't going to think that we're giving this to a real person.
Right?
I know. I was like, you guys are super sketch, you know? Like,
weird. That's my porn name.
That is, what? Super sketch?
No. Flavio.
So anyway, I was just bringing that up because a lot of times radio stations, I don't know if you realize that, they'll say, tune in and call us right now for your chance to win $1,000.
So what? There's no chance, actually?
Yeah.
People win $1,000 all the time on the radio. They record them saying it.
Sure they do. Sure they do. You're sweet.
At some point or another.
You're adorable. That's what they're saying. Because
radio stations have thousands of dollars to give away every week.
Yeah, totally. Radio's not dying and like just penny pinching. All right, Taylor, what type of board are you riding right now?
Well, I'm still on my Plus, but I'm about to buy an XR.
Okay. Wow. Now,
the only thing is though, is that I want to buy an XR right now, but I'm waiting for them to bring out the new XR.
That's kind of what I was going to ask you. Do you think it would be worth it to wait? And now what do you think? Do you have any ideas of what the new XR will have or what you would at least like it to have?
Well, I'm assuming it's going to have some of the stuff that the Pint has, like with the battery bar and I don't know. I think.
The handle?
I mean, maybe a handle. I don't know. Like, it would just be really cool to have one of the new XRs with some of the features that the Pint has.
So what does the Pint have that you're kind of jelly about?
I really actually just like being able to, like, visually see the battery bar instead of the blinks. Yeah. That would be kind of neat.
Yeah. No, I absolutely would like to see that. I would love to have the side handle. However, our friend from Flight Fins, Michael Wilson. Thank you. Wilson. Yeah, he was saying that they did away with the top handle, though. So if you're used to carrying it that way, you're going to miss that. Now, Taylor, can I ask how tall you are? Are you like, are you taller or shorter than me at a 5'7 strong?
Oh, I'm definitely short. I'm like 5'1 at tallest.
Okay, so you probably don't want to carry it from the top if you don't have to, right?
Well, no, but it's nice to be able to, I pick it up that way all the time. So does everybody else. I mean, that's just a natural way to grab it. So, that kind of sucks that they got rid of it.
But that's been your only option.
That's
so,
also where you mount.
Because I have that. I used to use the handle.
Now, that's like, also where you mount certain add-ons, right? Like fangs are mounted in that little groove where the top part is?
No, not necessarily. No, they could do it. Not necessarily. That's a good point, but. I think I would imagine if you had an option, Taylor, to hold it by the side, being that you're someone who's not tall enough, typically like me, to hold it and not have to do this move.
Yeah.
You know the move, the shoulder up. You know what I'm talking about?
I got to do that at 5'10.
I want to lean it against the wall, though. Like now I have to like finagle it in a weird way to not, it's just.
No, yeah. I think you'll still be able to lean it against the wall. I do think you'll still be able to lean it up against the wall. I don't think you're right. Actually, but what she's saying is you won't be able to hold it while doing so. Yeah, that's a good point. All right, so if you had a new XR, you'd like for it to have both options of handles. I agree. That's not a bad call.
Why not? It's cheap. I mean, they should be able to do that. Come on.
Well, maybe that's something to do with like how they got the light bar in there. You know, maybe they need that space for that. So it's possible that you kind of give and take there. That's a good point, though. Belly's Pint is on the way.
Yeah, eventually.
It's coming in hot.
Mine is not the green one, so it's coming in eventually.
So you Belly got the Pint. Taylor, can you give him a piece of advice as a new rider, as if he's never ridden before? Like, how can he get to your level fastest?
How can I hula hoop while wheeling? How can I hula hoop? So I'm going to need a hula hoop.
You're going to need a hula hoop, and you're going to need
I'm going to need three hula hoops, obviously, to upstage the two.
One of them on fire.
Yeah, good luck.
Do I have a video of her hula hooping? Yeah, let's go. It. Clyde, send it up there. Taylor, just hang on, and it's going to be on the same volume, so just keep it quiet. We're going to play your video. Here we go. Now, Taylor, can you see this?
Yeah, I definitely can.
Can you walk us through what's happening here? You got the orange shoes going on. I want you to narrate the video.
Well, here I am riding a one wheel with two hula hoops.
Ooh, the jump start. The jump start was solid.
Okay, so that was really, I was so scared. There's literally a video of me trying to gain the courage to do that for like 5 minutes because, I don't know, it just looks, I was just afraid. I didn't want to fall. Even though I've fallen a bunch of times, I was super nervous to just jump on the front of it. Because I really didn't want it to just like send me straight into the ground, but I eventually was able to do it and I was so stoked, obviously. Like that was the first time I actually nailed it was when I was taking this video. So I was really excited that I got it on camera.
So where can we find all these videos that you're posting up? And also, how the hell did you even get started in this hula hooping game?
Oh, it's a thing, dude. It's a thing.
You can find my hoop videos if you see that little tag on the screen there, it's T Farflows on Instagram. And then I got started hooping about, I don't know, I think it's been a year and a half ago now. And my boyfriend was spinning poi, and then we had some friends that we used to go up and just hang out with. And my friend Sarah Cottle, she was a hooper, and she just kind of showed me all these things she was doing, and I was amazed. I was just like, I have to learn how to do that. And so I did. I YouTubed how to do a bunch of this stuff, and then here I am.
I'm sorry, your boyfriend was spinning what?
Poi.
What the heck is that? Like,
can you explain?
Just go look up a fire poi video.
Well,
okay.
We need to get these hula hoops for all the glowy Zoe rides, by the way.
No, I'm terrified of you with this glass bottle, though. Can we just take a second? You're floating around with the glass bottle. If that thing breaks, you're in trouble.
We don't
Taylor.
Live in the what if worlds.
I'm just my dad
you're
had that happen to him.
A lot of things. You seem like you might not be very fun to ride with.
Mama Looch dog. Hold on a second. Hold on. No, keep it on her. Keep it on her.
Where are you rolling? Oh, what? Oh, no. He's going out for something there. Oh, God. Oh, don't put that ugly thing on. Who is getting in here right now? What is happening? Oh, good Lord. Oh, great. Oh, he's back. I haven't seen this guy since the One Wheel of Treasure.
Come to me. Come to me.
Oh, God, I'm so scared.
Thank you. It's Papa Looch Dog, and I'm here to tell you, Taylor, I'm a little bit worried about you with your glass bottle, because, you know, if it were to break, you might cut yourself.
Oh, my gosh, Grandpa, you need to calm down.
Yeah, Grandpa, what you know about riding one wheels? Papa Looch.
Get him out of here.
Papa
he's
Looch.
Gone. No, he's
what
gone.
What does Papa Looch know?
Can we just talk about the fact that you don't use the one wheel app? I'm a little worried about that.
What do you mean? What's the problem? I don't
do you
run.
Ever switch modes? Like, I mean, no. Mission's dope, but like, I don't know.
What do you ride in?
I do ride in Mission, but I just kind of love the rumble of Delirium as well.
That grumble. I know. It gives you that power
hear
feeling.
It. It's like a growl. It's very sexy.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, she does wake up on her alarm clock to the full charge sound.
Well,
yeah.
That's a good thing to wake up to, right? You're
solid.
Fully charged.
I missed
it. Can you imagine?
No, I actually have those here somewhere, but I don't want to be clunky. So, very good. No, you. I don't know. I don't need. I mean, with an XR, you have a plus, and you're waiting for an XR. Is that right? That's what you said?
No, I haven't bought it yet. I want to wait for the next
right,
one.
Right.
I just want the next gen.
Listen, when I had the plus, I didn't ride without the app open. That was just me. And
wait, what's the difference then? Because I feel like it's pretty much the same, but I mean, like, I can see what my battery's out from looking at my power button too.
Same, agreed. But once I got the XR, all of my battery anxiety was gone. I stopped. You know how when you ride,
yeah.
You know how you ride when, okay. with a plus, and you're just like, there's always in the back of your head, I'm probably about this much. Do I have enough range to do?
Die. Yeah.
Do I have enough range to do this? Am I low? Should I probably not take this on? When you get an XR, all those thoughts are gone. It's all gone.
Yeah.
It's just, what do I want to do?
No.
I mean, it's amazing. I honestly think it's amazing. And for all of you Pint Out owners out there and waiting for them, you'll love it too. And it's a good thing to start with, I think, honestly, to make sure you keep, because you don't have the muscles in the beginning to ride 15 miles, you know?
That is very true.
Come in with the entry level board and then, you know, we'll see what happens. Do you have any thoughts on the Pint as it came out? I didn't want to do a lot of Pint today, Taylor, because we've just been doing a whole, you know, speculation, and really there's only a few out there in the wild. So do you have any thoughts that you wanted to give?
Yeah, see, I love I love the way it looks. It's gorgeous. It really is. But I really, truly feel like it doesn't even get as far as, well, I personally don't think it's even going to get as far as my Plus. And I love that it's a little bit smaller, but I don't want to buy one just based on the fact that the range is just, it just doesn't seem like it's going to be enough for me.
No. Sorry, I'm muting myself. Yep, absolutely. But I think they're making some points that, like, there's only one component that's the same. So it's like a totally new board. So I'm really curious to see what it feels like. But I would probably wait until it's my new board, like time for a new board.
Yeah, and I'm for sure going to go ahead and try one. And if I love it, I'll buy one. But just seeing it online, I'm not about to order something and then be like, oh, well, this is for my kids. Like, I mean, yeah, I should get them one anyways, but like, I want an XR. So
right, right. If you already have a Plus, that makes total sense. Belly, what do you got?
Now, yeah. I have a question for both of you, really, because it's one of those things. You love carvability. You love being able to carve personally looch. I don't know about you, Taylor, but I've read one of the things I've read a lot about the Pint when it comes to reading the reviews about it is that carvability about it and the really easy maneuvering you get out of it. How do you feel about that kind of add-on to it?
Would that impress you? Would that like entice you a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, I love that, but I can get that same thing with the Plus because I have a different tire on it already.
All right. All right.
What are you rocking? What tire?
I have the Hoosier and I want to say it's a 6-inch, but I can't remember. It's the slick, though. It's not treaded.
So it's not the Vega that I ride. Stock Vega all day.
No, if you're riding a Vega, you're riding on a brick. I'm sorry.
Excuse me, Vega.
You're riding a brick. I'm sorry.
Bricks are offensive in the one-wheel community, don't you know?
Unbelievable. You people and your Hoosiers and your Buruses and all these tires.
Just a tire, dude. Switch it. You'll love it.
Vega is where it's at. Come at me, bro.
And we got one of the best tire changers. We got a couple of the best tire changers in the land in the DMV.
Chris
land.
Jakes, I know. He's the tire guy. And I'm not going to go to him because I don't need him. I got a Vega.
Yep. Miles you got on your XR? It could be a lot of miles.
Dude, I think the Vega lasts like 2,500 miles, especially the way I ride, which is rarely on cement or asphalt. I'm always on grass and trails and stuff like that.
You're a grass man?
I'm a grass man.
You need that license plate.
I'm a grass man.
Oh, you're getting pulled over all the time. More than ass man. You're getting pulled. Grass man's getting pulled over every time.
Oh, very good. All right, Taylor, it's time to play a little game with you. Belly's going to go into the hat.
No.
Yep. We're going to learn a little bit about T. Farlows
on Instagram.
The hat today is
Billy the Cowboy's hat.
This is T. Farflows. Is that right? T. Farflows?
Yes. Yes.
On Instagram. What do we got?
The question out of the hat. Here we go.
How do you get in the shower? Now, this is an honest question because where am I? Come to me. There we go. How do you get in the shower? And I mean that as in, do you turn the water on first through the shower head and then walk into the tub? Or do you have it coming out of the bath spigot, walk into the tub, test, you know, the temperature, and then send it through the shower head with you in the tub already? How do you do it?
I'm just trying to figure out what kind of psychopath turns on the shower and gets blasted with cold water.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you turn on the shower head?
I turn on the shower first, and then I get in like normal people.
Am I the only one that doesn't do that?
You're the only one that likes to get blasted in the chest.
We don't judge you.
Damn it. No, judge away. It's the reason we have these questions. There's no judgies. Well, you got another one for me?
Yeah, another one, a twofer.
How do you like your eggs?
I like them fried, but I pop the yolks. So I guess I'm also a psychopath.
No, that's good.
Yes, thank you, Billy.
Fried eggs?
Oh, God.
You only eat scrambled. Yeah. You only eat
He's
scrambled.
He's so uncultured.
I'm not uncultured. I am particular.
How do you eat your eggs, Looch?
I eat them scrambled well with chi.
Scrambled well?
With chi.
With chi.
Absolutely. 100%. Belly, how do you eat your eggs?
I have them every way. The way I prefer the least, though, is poached.
Gross. Yeah. Why?
Could I have them that way?
Benedict? No,
yeah.
Thanks.
The eggs, ew. Benny?
No. I would love to do it just so I could say that. Eggs Benny sounds fun.
But you don't like the yolk.
I don't need that.
You don't like the juicy yolk.
The juicy yolk is the most disgusting thing in the world to me.
I like the senior breakfast where I get the sunny side up eggs over easy.
People who dip their
bread
in the yolk make me sick.
Oh, yeah. Well, don't eat breakfast with me.
Later, bro. Very good. Taylor, thank you for joining us. This has been super fun. What are you going to do on the rest of your day off?
I think I'm going to go on a ride, actually.
Very good. Now you're up there. Oh, you know what?
Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. But one thing I want to do before we let you go is why don't you shout out some of your, can you shout out some of your cameraman work? Because like you clearly have some help.
I think it is Augs Shreds. He's the one who actually filmed my one wheel hooping video. He did awesome. I'm super thankful for him. So that was really sweet.
We're in a weird place in 2019 where I ask her to shout someone out, and she doesn't say his name. She says Ogs Treads.
If you don't know who Ogs Treads are.
No, Shreds, bro.
Ogs Shreds. So we're going by handles instead of actual names, which is not weird. People on Facebook are like, hey, you might know me. I saw Keel did something, was like, hey, you might know me as One Keel.
Yeah.
Everybody has like a name, yeah. Like a pseudo name.
Yeah, that's called the Social Media Lounge.
It's awesome. But what's his actual name?
He was on the show last week. Brandon Ogden.
There you go.
Sorry, I don't know. Who is it? I don't know who that is.
Brandon Ogden, guest of the show last week. This has been awesome. Very, very good. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, this has been fun. We'll do this again and have a wonderful time out there in Sacramento. You're going to race for the rails?
I am, actually.
All right.
And Float Life Fest?
And Float Life Fest. Very good. So she'll be on Team Sacramento. All right. Taylor Farlows, ladies and gentlemen. Hit her up on Instagram. Thanks, girl.
Bye.
Bye.
There she goes. That was fun. Thank you, Taylor. Very good. She's really talented at the hula hoop stuff.
Yeah.
And by the way, she's a pretty good one-wheel rider, too.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to take away from her skills, but my ex-girlfriend, seriously, was in that community. They have festivals like we do as one-wheelers. There is probably a bigger hula hoop community than one-wheel community. And so I know this, and I've seen people do it, and I'm like, holy shit, this girl's really good. I mean, that's impressive.
Got the skills.
It's impressive. All right, tons of show left to do, Belly. We've got 20 minutes to go with the people, and Clyde's ramping it up. So just prepare, folks. It's the back half of the show, where we get a little loose with you, where we hang out with you, where we do it upright, and we talk about competitions, group rides, and Float Life Fest. This is the best idea I've heard in a long time, Belly. And I'm excited to tell you guys about what Troy Hendricks has come up with. It's awesome. Can we read it? I'm just going to read it. Guys, I'd like to propose a friendly local riders team competition for Float Life Fest 3. Teams based on local groups and riderships. So, for example, he's a float alien with the Atlanta Riders. So keep your team's top three finishes in all of the competitions. Throw the rest out. Overall winning teams take home some sort of traveling team trophy that we can recycle each year, like the Stanley Cup. Now, maybe even engrave the names. This is awesome.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
This is one of the best ideas I've heard in a long time, and I want to get behind it. So we'll sponsor it somehow, whether it's buying you guys the trophy and engraving the names. This needs to become a thing. There needs to be a team aspect and race where everyone's wearing shirts and there's a cup that travels and gets, you know, different tiers. Like, we'll do that. We'll make I will make sure that that happens, along with the guys, I'm sure, at Concage, who Troy is a part of.
A good way to announce your team is StokeButter.com is currently selling a shirt where you I wheel and your state.
There you go.
So that's a good way to kind of join in on your local community, is really identify yourself where you want to be from and where you want to represent.
You need to slam a donut before every show from here on out. This is your day.
baby.
You are as smooth as I have ever seen you. Holy crap.
Oh, thank you. It's the new stuff I'm using on my face. Thank you.
Who is he?
Yesterday I woke up afternoon and I was ready and raring to go. And I was just like, man, I feel ready to go.
We should do shows when that happens. I will do another show. I will do bonus shows for the people if that is the case. You had two donuts and I didn't get one.
You want to? I have
no
three.
Now. I don't want one now.
I actually got three donuts.
Yeah, I want a donut.
There's a chocolate frosted and a frosted.
Jeez, man. Leaving me all. No, give me the good one.
Chocolate frosted.
Oh.
Yep, all that's right. The way to do it.
So, I'm going to chow down while Belly takes over here for a second and tells you guys, I'm going to set you up. Can I set you up? Can I set the table and you guys knock it down for a minute?
I'm going to set up the table because I had a couple
of... You have something?
I mean, got something.
Take it away. Hold on, I got you. Hold on.
I kind of do. But anyway.
Belly, ladies and gentlemen.
Guys, you remember that old segment? What's bugging Belly?
Oh.
Well, I got something bugging me today. I know. There's something there. I know we have a theme
song for that. I have a theme for that.
What's bugging Belly?
I don't have it now. Go.
Something's bugging me right now.
My pint's ship date got pushed back again.
Again?
Again! So it was the 7th, and then it got pushed back to the 9th. And now it's the 13th of August.
Every time I look at it, it just gets farther and farther away and no closer.
It could get 3 days closer and then 5 days farther away.
You want to know why it is? What color did you go with?
It's because I didn't get the sage green in the pre-orders. So obviously, they only made sage green pints. Why don't they just ship only sage green if that's the color they have ready?
Let's not be reckless. That's speculation.
That's speculation. I have not seen any pint besides sage green when it comes to reviews.
It seems as if, remember, I'm going to be out
there.
Those
are the first ones. Those are the pre-order ones.
I'm going to be hanging out with Future Motion in a week. Can you not set me up for death here?
Well, no. Future Motion is doing a great, like, one thing I'll say about Future Motion, and I think we've talked about it before.
Oh, keep it real. Don't sugarcoat it.
No, I won't, but I think they picked the perfect name to really establish themselves, not just as a one-wheel creator, but as a creator of a lot of different electric transportation vehicles. Heck, right now, if I had to bet my money on who'd ever come out with the first hoverboard, like legit hoverboard, you might want to give it to Future Motion just because they picked the best name for it.
It's awesome. Because it's true.
Yeah. Like, this is the mindset of, like, driving new transportation into the future. So
what did I watch the other day? Click? And I think they had something like fast forward to 2020 or something. And I was like, wow, that's like almost not, like, right now. And it's funny. excuse me.
Oh, he's choking on the donut. Got him. Finally, I can host this show on my own. I knew it would work.
This was his plan.
Choking him out with a donut.
This is plan all along.
You got something to drink over there, boss. You need me to get you something to drink.
I'm good. It's funny to see these movies with, like, where you can see what our expectations of the future were, and now we're actually at that future, and it's not. There's not silver spacesuits everywhere. There's not flying around, you know, machines. Well,
back
but
to the
there
future
are,
went to 2015.
Yeah, but there are these battery-powered devices that are personal devices that are the future, and that's the future of motion.
Yeah, and, you know, even 15 years ago, we may have only dreamed of something like what we're riding on, what you all are riding on now. What came first, the Segway or the smartphone?
I'll let you answer. I'll take a minute. You, the listener, what do you think came first? Man, that was good. We should make Donut Tuesdays.
Donuts,
what do you think came
day.
First? Type it into the social media lounge right now, Belly. We'll get it in here. And we'll get a feel for your pulse. What came first, a Segway or a smartphone? What do you think?
I know the
Belly,
answer.
Belly, do you have a guess?
I know the answer. No, I know the answer.
Okay, so I'll guess.
Let's segue into the next segment.
Well, you guys send these in here. Go ahead and guess.
By the way,
have anything
from the social media lounge, Jeff got his slate, and others are reporting that their slate pints are in production. So what do I know?
But you didn't get slate.
I did. That's the dark color.
Oh, you? I thought. Okay.
I got slate. I didn't get the tan.
You didn't go sand.
I didn't go sand.
Okay, got it. Got it.
I went.
I mean, well, I hope you get it soon. I really do.
Yeah, me too.
So here's something fun. I'll drop it, and I think this would be interesting for everyone. Do we have a update before I do anything further? Because I want to end the show on this. Do we have an update on our poll?
Some say Segway is two answers, smartphone now three. Smartphone is three, so it's a straight up tie right now.
Okay, very good. Straight up tie. Keep them coming in. What do you think came first? Don't look it up, you cheaters. Segway or a smartphone? I figured this out from watching a
movie.
What
was the first smartphone?
I can tell
was
you.
Was it an iPhone?
What was it or when was it?
Well, I don't know when was it.
Type
but
it
wondering.
In. You got the computer.
Oh,
type
that's
it
true.
In. That's your job over there.
Oh, that's me.
You're asking me?
Clyde, get on this shit.
I'm running a show over here.
Clyde, what the hell are you doing
really?
Over there?
Really? I mean, Clyde could do something other than sit on the
Clyde's still on vacation from like 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, we're afraid he might not come back. okay, so I have been very excitingly talking to a new lady friend. Now, I don't like bringing this stuff up unless it's probably got legs. And who knows? Maybe it will. Maybe it won't. What do you got? I want you with me in this conversation. What do you got?
Apparently, the first smartphone was made in 1990. The first term smartphone was...
Okay, don't bog me.
Don't bog you with the BS.
No, don't even come in here. Get out of here! I don't want Billy the Cowboy. Stay home! Is he coming? Oh, no. Why does our volume suck? What is that? No. I don't know, dude. No, I don't want... No, you know what? Billy? You're out of here. See ya, everybody. Say goodbye to Billy. He's out. No, I'm not letting it happen. Much better. There he goes. That's what he needs. Now, I'll tell you all about where I'm going with this. It is one wheel related. It is absolutely...
His name is Billy the Cowboy.
Should I bring this hat to Float Life Fest?
100% yes.
Yeah? Be one of my helmets?
We play this sound when...
I'm going to bring my lasso to Float Life Fest and wear this hat and just start running around lassoing people. It's going to be a good time.
We play this sound when Billy turns into Billy, who is somebody who just bogs down the show because he doesn't understand what's happening around here. And Billy the Cowboy shows up again.
So, first of all, I don't know about this Google, but it doesn't seem... smartphones, I don't understand. What am I looking for?
The smartphone, Billy, came out in 2008. Do you think the Segway came out before that or after
that? What's a Segway?
A Segway is a self...
What are you trying to get to?
Not a Segway between transitions. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a self-balancing motorized transportation device.
You mean a one wheel like you ride?
No, your not horse? Like that. It's where all of that was born from, I think.
Really? Where?
A gyroscope.
Oh.
Is this getting old for the people by now? Who? I think this is getting old for the people.
I'm sorry. I don't understand. This gyroscope. Is it going on your raffle?
He's gone. In fact, this might be the last we see Billy the Cowboy for a while. I don't want to play him out.
Billy the Cowboy comes anytime he likes.
Damn it.
The Cowboy.
No, I'm done. Very good. No. All right. So actually what I wanted to get into is I'm excited to tell you guys. I've been talking to a lady who is exciting and making me feel all the feels. And that's new. Like, you know, it's been a fun feeling for anybody. Okay. But she is just about to learn about this show. Okay. And... You know, because at some point, Belly, I have to tell her about it. I have to tell her that we do a show.
Why are you hiding it in shame?
Well, I mean, it's an interesting conversation to tell a new girl that you ride a one wheel, let alone do a show dedicated to the community of them.
Yeah, true.
So I have to make that known, and I figured I would do so by showing her a clip starting right now. And so I'm going to show her the rest of the show. And I would like for all of us, if we can, to help me out. And call in. I want at least 5 calls between now and the end of the show, which is 8 minutes. I want a rifling of comments. Calling in 571-354-7338. Belly, type it into the social media lounge.
Wait.
Hold
You're
on.
Asking. Wait.
571-354-7338. You're on mute. Type it into the social media lounge. Just send him the number. He needs something. But I want to know the question I'm posing. How do I get her to ride with me? She's never ridden one. She doesn't know what it is. Get her to ride with me. Okay? I want you to call in right now and tell her why she needs to ride a one wheel, why she should ride my one wheel with me, why she should ride along and become a part of this community, because I'm going to show her this clip, and I need you guys to come strong. So, caller, you are on the air. Tell me, now you are. Caller, you're on the air. Why should she buy a one wheel, or at least ride with me?
Hey, Luch, it's Mario again.
Mario Catino! What's up, buddy? I got your name right.
Yeah, you did. I first off, mazel tov and congratulations on the girl. Always fun.
Thank you, sir.
I'm going to try to not make this too long.
I mean, you've got 30. We're going to go under a minute. See what you got, because I got 4 other calls to get in.
Not a problem. So, just in general, the one wheel is a very nice thing to try to make a couple's thing. My wife has slowly been learning it, And this is coming from a place where when she saw it, she's like, I hate it. It's stupid. Send it back. So I've kind of roped her in, and she admitted it is a fun new couple thing to do.
And now, has she ridden before? Like, was she brand new to board sports? Like, what kind of a rider was she?
Never stepped on anything before.
And she's okay? Did she have good balance, or was she just like, whatever, let's try?
No, she was a little bit scared at first. She kind of did that thing where the back foot comes off and it flies the other way.
Yeah, everyone does. Yeah.
But that did not deter her, and she got back on, and she's like, nope. You love this. I will now learn it for you. And it's become a nice couple's thing. So I will say that.
You married well, sir. Plug your channel. I always appreciate you.
Thank you so much. It's just my name, Mario Contino. You can just type it on in and find my cute little one-wheel vlog. And best of luck with this. I really hope it goes well.
Thank you,
deserve
man.
To be happy, sir.
This guy, Mario Contino. Look him up. He's got a really cool channel. If you can end that call, Belly, that would be strong. He's a good guy. I like him, and it sounds like he married well. Next call, let's go. 571-354-7338. Why should my new lady friend ride a one-wheel or get herself into the community? Convince her for me so that I don't have to do it, because I've been trying, and I think it would be more efficient coming from you guys. Why would you want your girlfriend to ride with you? Why would you want your wife to pick it up? Why is something that this you might enjoy together? Oh, no. Oh, no. Can I read that?
Just don't say his name.
From Texter writes in while I wait for the next phone call. 571-354-7338. Bruh, really hope Future Motion isn't watching today.
My board.
My board is at Future Motion getting looked at. I'm not reading the rest of this. I can't read this. I don't want to get in the trouble.
I'm muted, you know.
Oh, it's fine. You're from that's good. He's from the peanut gallery. 571-354-7338. Why would you want your girlfriend to ride along with you? Why do you think this is something that a couple could do together that would make them stronger? Is it something that you shouldn't do? Should she maybe not ride with me? Maybe you listen to this show because you hate one wheels and you hate me. Some people watch this show strictly because they hate me.
Hey.
I'm sorry.
The hate is because of the anus.
I try, man, but I know you can't be for everyone.
Haters mean you made it.
So I will hijack the show until I get at least one more phone call in here. 571-354-7338. What do you think? I swear Contino just sits by that phone and waits for this moment.
I know, and that's
He's
great.
He's so fast.
He's quick to call. He's
I
got
love him. Where is he from? New York, right?
New York, yes.
I like that dude.
I think it's really.
She's not
I
having
think she'll
it,
be
dude.
Really interested in how you do this show, all the like, get the show out and put it together, and what we do here.
I was hoping she would see this side of the community and be like, "Wait, this is a thing," which is kind of what happens with all of my friends. Because, like, honestly, they don't know. They think you're crazy. They think it's one of these like Chinese hoverboards. At first, they don't know any better. Call her. Who are you? Where are you from? Why should my new girlfriend ride a one wheel? Not necessarily a girlfriend yet, but a new lady friend. Do we have him? Oh, there you go. No, go ahead. What do you got, caller? Who are you? Where are you from?
June from Washington.
June Kim! What's up, buddy?
What's up, man? Well, I don't have a lady friend, but if she don't ride one wheel, she ain't right for you, buddy.
Okay.
You move on and just go somewhere else.
Listen.
But, I mean, other than that, I get tons of people who ride my board, and I've had 19 different people buy one wheels because of me. Future Motion's give me some money here. But, essentially, Just get her on and see what she thinks. If she hates it, she hates it. If she loves it, she loves it.
My buddy
Alex is trying to get his girl to get on his board. She wrote it. She's definitely afraid of it. Wrote it once. She's kind of getting into it, but she's not positive yet if she wants to get one. But that's now getting into her toward possibly getting one, where she was like, hell no, from the very beginning.
Now, June, I'll ask this. Do you think there is something like not a one wheel, but maybe a different board, a little lighter, or maybe even like an electric scooter?
A lot of people do like scooters, yeah, all day long.
Can you know, I make
not as scary, no nosedive death.
Can I make a suggestion?
Scooters can still, yeah.
Rad Mini. I'm serious.
He loves those electric bikes.
No, you can totally do that. I mean, you just need something that you can just go along with you on your rides. You know what I mean? That's it. That's all you got to do is, I mean, a one wheel will be fantastic because then, you know, you both have the same shenanigans. But, I mean, you just need something that'll let her go out and hang out with you as you ride. Because I ride for like 6 hours sometimes. And that could hinder a relationship real fast.
Every single one wheel rider should have a Rad Mini from Rad Power Bikes. Am I sponsored by them? Nope, not at all. That's just how much I enjoy them. They don't want any part of me. I don't know. I haven't tried, but it's not like they've reached out or anything. I'm telling you right now, every single one-wheel rider should have a Rad Mini or some sort of e-bike. I love mine because it's smaller and, you know, a lady can ride them, you know, super easily. I have so much fun, June, throwing this thing around. I know you ride electric unicycles, too. You're somebody who rides more than just a one-wheel. Dude, I throw this thing around like it's a dirt bike. Man, I fucking rip up trails like it's nothing.
Dude, it's awesome.
I love it, dude.
This is really expensive.
No, it's not. It's $1,500. It's the same. It's less than that. It's got a $100 off promo code right now. It's like less than a plus.
Yeah, but I want the really long range ones.
The e-bike, dude, it goes 50 miles. What do you want?
50 miles. That's, come on.
I forgot who I'm talking to.
Nothing. That's nothing. That's nothing.
That's a sneeze. That's a drop in the ocean, June.
I did 50 miles last night.
June,
just cruise around my town.
June's going to be the first to 100,000 miles, folks. If you didn't know that already.
Everyone knows someone's already going to beat me. What's his boss going to beat me that?
June, I have to let you go, sir. But before I do, are you undefeated?
For the challenge?
Well, so far in the weekly
one. That's up to you guys. That's up to you guys.
Well, here's what we didn't want. So in the weekly one-wheel challenges group, all right, June Kim has been slaying. He's been slaying some ass, is what he's doing.
Okay.
Trying.
He's winning every challenge. Now, June, I'm about to let you go. Are you watching the show?
Yes, I am watching.
All right, so I'm going to let you go. I'm going to tell you what's going on, but do you have anything to say to your competition out there? Because you should be feeling pretty cocky at this point.
Well, no one's trying. I've got, like, one other video.
We're all over that.
We figured that out.
We have figured that out. Now, do you have anything, as in the, you know, bring it on, MFers, that you might want to stoke the fire?
Well, I'm very competitive, honestly. Severely competitive. So, I don't know.
That doesn't sound like somebody who's competitive.
Just try. I just want someone to try so I actually have some competition.
Push!
I have none technically right now.
Okay, except for Vitaly.
I'm not winning because I'm doing better than everyone. I'm just winning because I'm the only one who's doing it.
Exactly.
He's a compiler. All right, let's get him out of here. June, I'll explain what we're going to do. You go out, keep it up out there in Washington. Are you going to a race for the rail?
No, but I will be at Float Fest. No prep.
All right.
Very good.
I'll see you there.
All right, June Kim. See you, buddy.
All right, guys. I'll see ya.
Later, man. It is June Kim. Feel free. We're going to go about 2 or 3 minutes long here. So if you want to continue to call in, 571-354-7338. Why would you want your girlfriend or spouse to ride along with you? But actually, no. Phone lines are closed. We got to get to this. So, boop, boop, beep, boop. Closed. Now, Amanda Thompson is who put out this week's challenge, and we have been talking about this. Belly, I'm not ready for that yet. There's been a problem in the challenges, so let's just tell them what's going on. I used to put out just one each challenge, and then we wanted to do this pass the torch thing, where it started with Chris Richardson, and we said, Chris will do a challenge, and then he'll nominate somebody for the next week. So, you know, Chris posted his challenge, and then, you know, people tried it, and then his next, you know, he nominated Corey Bainey.
No, well,
I know. I know it was Fane Lozman, but he was hurt. God damn it, Billy!
Sorry!
But but then Corey did something, and only June tried it. And so then, you know, Corey nominated Amanda, and Amanda Thompson did something, and only June tried it, except for Vitaly Borislav from New Zealand. So now we're getting some things in here, and Belly has a bit of an insight into why this is happening. We need more participation for it to be fun.
Exactly. That's one thing. And one of the insights to it was, did we even show what the challenge was on the last show?
What do you mean?
We didn't tell people on the show what the challenge was. We just have to rely on them to go to the groups. And then Facebook does this weird thing where if you go one day without going to Facebook, it's buried in the ocean of what is on Facebook now.
There's too many groups.
You search one wheel. You search just search challenge. You won't find it.
I mean, he's right. I was actually going through my Facebook feed today, and all of a sudden, some fucking post from some group comes up. Damn it. You're right. Stop cursing. Sorry.
No, it's fine.
But no, some challenge or some post from some random video game group comes up, and I'm like, I'm a moderator for what is this? I don't even know what this is. I don't even know what this is, and I've never seen one notification for a post, of which there are many in that group. So it's possible that we're posting and like nobody even knows it. There's 500 people in this group at this point. And there's all these people, and there's one person, Jun Kim, waiting for every Wednesday, refreshing his weekly one wheel challenges so he can get started and kick all your asses.
Yeah, because he's competitive. He knows how to win.
I love it.
Yeah.
But we need more competitors. So what we're going to start doing is we're going to now drop them on the show here at the end of the show. We'll tell you what the week's challenge is.
Yeah, we want June to beat more people.
Yeah, we want him to have a chance to try to beat more people here. So come at him. Come after him. He wants it. And so what we're doing is we're going to extend this one an extra week. Because Amanda Thompson had a really cool idea, and it was built off of One Wheel Summer Camp, I think they called it.
Yep.
It was. And they're calling it One Wheel Summer Camp 2019, or shall we call it Camp Swerve? Do as many of the following activities as you can. Post a photo or a video of each, or it didn't happen. Winner is the person who checks off most of the boxes before Tuesday's show. If there are multiple riders with all of the boxes checked off, I'm making the ruling that it will come down to the most reactions on each post. So if June and Vitaly both have all of the boxes checked off, because they've got video or pictures of everything being done, it'll come down to who has the most likes, loves, hates, whatever, on their post. You do it all in one post. So basically what June did is, you know, there's all of these options. Ride on the beach, order at a drive-thru, enjoy some ice cream on your one wheel, jump off of the one wheel into a pool.
That sounds too dangerous.
Into a pool was really funny because June had a way of doing it where he filled up one of those baby pools and he rode up to it and then just hopped into a baby pool, ankles deep.
Yeah.
Hilarious. All right, there's other ways you can do it. Ride with a dog, one-wheel tourism, visit an iconic local monument on your one wheel. So what June did, and we're not going to show it yet because I don't want to disparage anybody from trying, but what he did was awesome. He put together a video of little tiny 5-10 second clips of each one of these following things, and it was, boom, he knocked it out. And so did Vitaly Borisov from New Zealand. So now you got Washington, United States. You've got New Zealand coming strong.
So the challenge is out to you.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What do you got? So I'm going to extend this for another week. We'll see what happens. Put it out there. It's up in the Weekly One Wheel Challenges group on Facebook. Just head over to Facebook and type in Weekly One Wheel Challenges. It's really cool. There's a lot of people. And at its height, there were like 20 videos per post. It was a really cool thing. We had it going and then it kind of died off. And I want it back. I want to stoke those flames. So if we can, head over there and give him some challenges here. Give him a challenge or he needs one.
Now, one more thing to add on to that.
What's that?
When we get a new challenger, they'll have time to create their challenge and then submit it to us before our next show. And then we'll drop that challenge
on our
shows.
So how is this
going to
work? All right, so this is how it works. We're going to finish this one this week, right?
Yep.
And then...
But Amanda should already have told the next challenger who's being challenged.
Right.
So we need to get someone challenged.
So we'll just call that person...
Joe Schmo.
So we'll finish this one out this whole week. You've got until our show to post in the Weekly One Wheel Challenges group your edits of One Wheel Summer Camp 2019.
By the way, from the Social Media Lounge, I want to see Luch do it too.
You know what? Fine. I'm at the race through the rails. All right. You know what?
No, he doesn't have a wheel right now.
No excuses. Ah. I don't have a one wheel. I'll try to do it on the EUC, but then I'm going to get blasted.
That's fine.
I'm going to get yelled at.
You're doing it on one wheel.
All right. That's true. So go ahead and do that, but then Joe Schmo will be ready by Monday, the day before our show next week, to send me the clip, and we will put it on the show and then put it in the Weekly One Wheel Challenges group.
Yep. And okay? Don't worry, Amanda, this is something new. You didn't miss any deadlines. You did a great job. Right. And this challenge is a lot of fun. I love it. It's definitely a very cool looking challenge.
It's gonna be fun, man. We just got to make sure that the logistics are there so it's simple for people. And also, I realize not everybody has the time to go out, film all these things, edit them, put them together. Like, I get it. So we'll give you an extra week on it. But I want you to come strong because I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to bring people together. Remember, start forming your groups for the one-wheel competition at Float Life Fest, making your t-shirts. Who's it going to be? What group of riders is going to challenge the DMV riders? Because I got to tell you right now, y'all are going down. Y'all are going down. What do you got, Belly?
I just want to give a shout out to one of our patrons here. Some of our patrons.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, if you want to tell them our schedule for Race for the Rail, just, you know, the fact that I'm going to be covering.
Luch is going to be there for Race for the Rail. We're still kind of working out the details and what we're going to be trying to get out to everybody there.
Yell at me if you want.
But what I was going for is actually wanted to give a shout out to Concage and Fishbones. They are a killer group. If you haven't tried them out yet, seen anything that they've done.
For modification-free front concave, you can actually modify to fit your foot and riding style. Just head over to www.fishbones.life and order a set of concave fishbones. Find your fish, transform your ride, and carve harder and deeper than with traditional foot pads. And if for some reason you get into any trouble while you're doing so, you know Troy Hendrick's got you, okay? Troy Hendrick and Henry Law in Atlanta, Georgia. Hendrick and Henry Law. They actually fight for your rights as one-wheelers, which you're going to need as more and more devices get onto the roads and people try to kick you off and into the bike lane where people just, you got a post the other day, some dude got hit from the bike lane and I'm not having it. I don't want it. And if you get some sort of citation for riding on wherever you are, the sidewalk or whoever it is, hit up Troy Hendrick, Hendrick and Henry Law, or message once a year on Facebook. What social media lounge?
June says, no, what am I supposed to do this week now? He needs a challenge for this week.
We gotta go! June Kim, good luck, buddy. Hang out and just enjoy yourself. We do appreciate you and all of the effort you're putting in and all of you guys for hanging out with us all week long.
Shout out to, I gotta give a quick shout out to Swerve Clothing. I just got my, I ordered a bunch of stuff and they added in a bunch of extra stuff. I've got this new Wanderer poster over here.
And they added some stuff.
They added some stuff and stuff and stuff. But I got this sweet poster over here. You can see it hanging right on my side. We're hoping to add some more wall art here very soon.
Your t-shirt is cool. He's got the Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah. Got the Bigfoot. The green. I love the green. Hopefully we don't do any green screen over here because who knows what will be floating around this Bigfoot. Actually, that might be a lot
of
fun.
That would be pretty neat. Yeah, it would be just a hole in your chest.
Yeah, a hole in my chest with a tropical beach.
We're getting out of here. Patreon.com/TTRStudiosLLC is where you'll find the patrons-only podcast on Thursday. We will see you guys all over there. Patrons.com. Whatever. You know where to find it. I had a blast with you guys. Belly, we gotta go. See you guys.
You've just listened to another production from TTR Studios. If you like what we do here, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to TTR Studios on YouTube. And if you feel like becoming part of what we do here or receiving bonus content and gear, jump on over to patreon.com/TTRStudiosLLC and join TTR Nation. And for all of us here at TTR Studios, we'll see you in the social media lounge. Later, folks.